On 84, WHES flirtations, nothing but a heartache. 1969 was the year. 26 after midnight. Well, if you're a cat lover, why don't you come join the fun? 200 domestic cats and kittens from across the United States and Canada will participate. Louisville's first international cat show is going to be at the Hurstburn Convention Center coming up this weekend, November 7th and 8th. Admission is $5. Net proceeds from the show donated to the Louisville Zoo. If you want some information about the show or about entering your pedigreed or non-pedigreed cat, you need to call as soon as you can, 456-5315. Could be a sellout. So 456-5315 is the number. Here's Jewel Akins from 1965. Vikings Whispering Bells from 1958. This is Joe Donovan, 1231 on 84 WHES. Getting our all-night show started here for early Thursday morning. How about some roses? You want to win some roses this morning? These aren't just roses. Not just a dozen roses, but a dozen long-stem red roses from Diana Lloyd and Lloyd's Florists on Preston Highway. Ladies, you can win for yourself if you gave up and your husband or boyfriend ever getting you some. Or it's been a while. Or gentlemen, perfect. You know how much a dozen long-stem red roses cost these days? Here's your chance to win some. All right. A dozen long-stem red roses. We play the old songs, as you know. Once in a while, I quiz you about them as to who did them. Here's your opportunity to win. Lady, it had a lot of hits in the late 50s. This was not one of the big ones. It was a hit. Not a real big one. When It's Over. Singer, this song, please. Hits of the Roses, 571-8484. When It's Over. Song. It was 1959. Well, as though it's a, if you're children of the 50s, you know it. You know the name and you knew the face, so you'd know the face today for that matter. Who sang it? That's what I want to know. Get you a dozen long stem red roses from Diana Lloyd and Lloyd's Florists at 8118 Preston Highway. If you haven't won anything from us in 60 days, now's when you call at 571-8484 and get you a dozen long stem red roses. Well, $1,000 Thursday on WHAS coming up today. Got plenty of checks for big bucks for you to win. Listen for your name and the chance to win the cash from 84 WHES. Let's go to the phone and see if we have a winner here. Hi, WHES.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Caroline.
What is it?
Caroline.
Caroline?
Caroline Hall.
Caroline? What's your guess on the song?
I believe it's Annette Botticelli.
Well, Annette Funicello. Would that be all right?
Funicello.
Okay. You ever won before?
No.
How about a dozen long-stem red roses?
I'd be nervous.
Can you hang on just a second?
Certainly.
All right. All right, one down and several to go yet. 12:35, let's get a sports update here, Shelley Catherine.
It wasn't an especially good day for Americans in Paris. U.S. Davis Cup teammates Pete Sampras, Andre Agassi, and John McEnroe were all second-round losers at an indoor event in the City of Lights. Milwaukee Brewers shortstop Pat Lystaich is the 1992 American League Rookie of the Year. He was named first on 20 of the 28 ballots submitted by the baseball writers. Cleveland Indians outfielder Kenny Lofton, the runner-up, received 7 first-place votes. Coach Pat Dye has told his Auburn football team the school expects to receive a letter from the NCAA within 2 weeks detailing an investigation into alleged rules violations by the Tigers program. Running back James Bostic says it'll come at an inopportune time, what with preparations underway for the season-ending games against 15th-ranked Georgia and number 3 Alabama. And in NHL action, it was Montreal over Detroit 4-3. The Rangers beat Philadelphia 3-1, and in the second period, it's Calgary leading Vancouver 3-2. Shelley Catherine, Sports Radio 84, WHAS.
Could be the last time. Rolling Stones, 1965, on 84, WHAS. It's 12:43 here with Joe Donovan. Let's hang around 1965 a little longer on that same hit parade from that same year. Peter Noon, who's 45 today, this hit from Herman's Hermits.
Ain't that just a little?
Ain't that just a little bit better? Noon's 45 today. Requests that you might have, by the way, for Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits, or for Paul Simon. Their birthdays today. Call them in, and we'll try to include some of their music along the way in the regular run tonight. 1245 on 84 WHES. Late 60s this time. How'd we ever get this way? Here's Andy Kim.
Look at you.
Andy Kim's Baby, How'd We Ever Get This Way? From 1968. This is Joe Donovan, 12 till 1 on 84 WHES. Our music all night, 50s, 60s, and 70s. Some rock and roll, some isn't rock. It's popular, but our show's a reflection of the popular music of the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And, well, we rarely get into ballet on this show for obvious reasons, but you like the ballet? How about a couple of tickets? These are 50 bucks a pair. I have two tickets to the Louisville Ballet for this weekend's performances of A Fairy's Kiss, based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale Ice Maiden, and Donnie Concertant and Viva Vivaldi at the Kentucky Center for the Arts this weekend. 50 bucks a pair. If you'd like to go, I'll give them to somebody for calling. If you haven't won in 30 days, you'll need to pick them up here. It's a pair of tickets, Louisville Ballet, for this weekend, A Fairy's Kiss. 50 bucks a pair. If you want to go, I'll take a random caller now at 571-8484. Sweet Sensation, Sad Sweet Dreamer from 1975. 8 minutes to one at 84 WHES. Got a winner on the ballet tickets a minute ago. Larry won them. I won't give his last name because he, like so many of you, security guard all night, and I'm sure the boss wouldn't be crazy over listening to radio. So we don't mention last names on some of these things, but he says it's just cold out there. Snow hasn't started yet. We'll get that later in the morning. Larry, get your tickets to the Louisville Ballet here at the station, if you would, after 10 this morning. Can't be more specific on time. They just say this weekend. They don't give a day or a time. Maybe you can pick. Anyway, have some more of these. We'll give away later in the morning. 50 bucks a pair for these. 43 degrees in Louisville. Cloudy. Northwest wind at 7. It is getting pretty chilly out there, isn't it? No wind chill yet. Radar's clear for the most part. And Chuck says a cold chance for a little wet snow by daybreak. Overnight low 36. Cloudy today, cold. Wet snow, high of 39. Snow may accumulate maybe to an inch on the grassy areas. Good thing here is the low tonight, not down to freezing, so don't have to worry about slipping and sliding on the roads. Tonight, cloudy and cold, are 30, and then Friday, cloudy and cold, a high of 40 degrees. 62 humidity, cloudy in Louisville now, 43 at 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
Do you recognize rattles your car like a California earthquake, or there's one that rivals Mammoth Cave? Drop us a line at 84 WHAS. Tell us about it, and you could win a set of four top-of-the-line General tires. Give us the location and a description of the worst pothole in Louisville by writing to the Pothole Contest, 84 WHAS, Box 1084, Louisville, 40201. Then listen to Terry Miner while you're avoiding potholes, and you could win all kinds of prizes with the grand prize of a set of top-of-the-line General tires to be given away Friday, November 13th. It's the Worst Pothole Contest, sponsored by General Tires and 84 WHAS.
Well, time to talk cursing in America. What? Cursing? Is there a difference between cursing and swearing? We'll find out. McKelvin comes up with some unusual topics. Talking cursing in America with McKelvin and his guest, a fellow who's written a book on nasty words. Join Doug today, 12:30, midday with McKelvin later today here on 84 WHES. Among the prizes I have to give away this morning, a great Frank Sinatra 2-CD set. This is taken from this mini-series. Sinatra coming up, I think it's coming up this weekend. I've got to see this thing. Anyway, have a great 2-CD set of Sinatra's music taken from the mini-series coming up this weekend, and we'll give you a chance to win that a little later on. Paul Simon, 51 today. Simon and Garfunkel on My Little Town. Paul Simon wrote it from the middle 70s. Talk comic book and TV trivia with Metz and the Trivia Twins. Metz here after 9 tonight right here.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. 84 WHAS Louisville. News on the hour.
From ABC News, I'm Dorothy McIntyre. President-elect Bill Clinton has already met with his transition team.
This is Shelley Catherine, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Simon's mother and child reunion. Paul Simon's 51 today, and Peter Noon ahead of that Herman's Hermits. Peter Noon's 45 on this Thursday morning. Good morning, 11 after 1 with Joe Donovan, the all-night show. And all right, another chance to win. Let's put a pizza on the line this time. Hometown pizza deal. Any pizza, your choice, anything you'd like on it. And a soft drink. Any hometown pizza location. Middletown, LaGrange, Shelbyville, Owenton, Bloomfield, Eminence, Crestwood, and Lexington. And, well, my goodness, if you're listening in any of those cities or towns, you have a hometown pizza place nearby, you can go for this. Make it easy. If you haven't won in 2 months, another birthday guy today. His name was Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. Had a big song in 1966 called The Ballad of What? Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, he's dead now, but has a birthday today. Died in 1989. Second biggest song of the year, 1966, it was called The Ballad of Something. Get you a pizza if you know it, 571-8484. Toll free, it's 800-444-8484 if you haven't won in 60 days.
That's a rockin' good way to mess around and fall in love.
You better know it, baby.
I'm digging you.
It's a rockin' good way.
And I'd love to rock, how about you?
And baby, you got what it takes.
Ain't that something?
Brooke Benn, Dinah Washington are rocking good way in a mess around fall in love. That's 1959, 115 on 84 WHES. Got a winner on our contest a while ago, Ed Jamie. Thanks, Ed. Hometown pizza deal. We'll get a certificate in the mail. You can redeem it at any hometown pizza location whenever you'd like. 1966. I know. Now, I know the real music nuts say, why don't you give us something tough? Anybody knows that. Well, I know they make the contest relatively easy on this show, and I've said it before, I'd rather they be easy and most of you know the answer than be so tough that 1% of you know the answer. I don't think that's fair. I think that's leaving a lot of people out. So try to make them a little easier. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, his birthday today. The name of his song in 1966, it was the second biggest song of the whole year. Here it is, The Ballad of the Green Berets. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, Ballad of the Green Berets, and runner-up only to the Monkees, I'm a Believer, in 19... I think that was the one, 19... Well, all right, I got my cheat books here. Let's look. All right, 1966. Yeah, 743 hits that year. I'm a Believer was number one, and Ballad of the Green Berets was number two. It was the number one song for 5 weeks. Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. His is kind of a sad story. Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army Special Forces, Green Berets. Served in Vietnam until he injured his leg in a booby trap. He was shot in the head during a 1988 robbery attempt at his home in Guatemala. Suffered brain damage, died of heart failure in 1989 in Tennessee. He's only 49. He had another hit called The A-Team. Wasn't very big, but share that with you later in the morning. Folks in Allentown, PA know about that guy. He's one of yours. Jay on the Techniques and Apple Speech's Pumpkin Pie from 1967. 21 after 1 on 84 WHES. The all-night show with Joe Donovan. Glad you're along early into this fifth day of November. It's Thursday morning. Well, the request line. Let's see what you want to hear on the show tomorrow morning. We take requests a day in advance. I don't like that either, but it seems to work the best to guarantee getting your songs on the next day. 50s, 60s, or 70s hits. Big songs or minor. There were 18,000 old 45s to pick from here. If you have an old song you haven't heard in years and years, or it was a minor hit, nobody's ever heard of it. Go in a record store, and of course, in most record stores anyway, if it's more than 5 years old, it doesn't exist. All right. Yeah, if you want to hear it again, give me a call. We'll try to get it on for you. 571-8484 is the request line in Louisville. 571-8484. Out in the state or outside the state of Kentucky, it's toll-free, 1-800-444-8484.
84, Terry Miners.
As Bill Clinton puts his administration together, there's more jockeying for position than on the home stretch of the Kentucky Derby right now, and several local people are involved, too. I'm trying to keep an eye on all that.
Please call Connect at 266-6328 or 1-800-227-2643.
84 WHES Color Radar. Weather from Chuck Taylor, cloudy and cold. A chance of little wet snow by daybreak. It's our first snow call this year. Overnight low 36, and then today cloudy, cold, some wet snow around, high of 39. Snow may accumulate to about an inch on some of the grassy areas. Tonight cloudy and colder, 30, and Friday partly cloudy and cold, high near 40. Northwest wind 5, humidity 62. The radar is clear this morning. In Louisville now, cloudy. It's 43 here at 84 WHAS, your official weather station. Wow! Fabiano Fabian Forte and his Tiger song from 1959, 29 after 1, the All Night Show with Joe here till 5 in the morning on 84 WHES. Hits of the 50s, 60s, and 70s again. Request line open, 571-8484. Toll free, 800-444-8484. Along the way, if you want to play hits or miss, we haven't done this in a while. If you want to play hits or miss, stump me with song titles. We'll send you one of our WHES Master of Musicology certificates. What you do is give me some song titles. Hit songs, well, I know the real old stuff real well. The 50s, 1955 to 1972 or so. Give me some song titles from that era, 5, and I have to tell you 4 out of 5 who did them. If I can't, we send you one of our Master of Musicology certificates. Game is called Hits or Miss, and you can play anytime you'd like. Elvis and Return to Sender, 131 on 84 WHAS. Well, every morning get some showbiz notes in. Some of these are interesting. Some are more interesting than others. Has to do with, generally, with music this morning. But let's see, what do we have? Keith Richards is advising Mick Jagger to give up the old black book bit. At 50 years old, he says, it's a bit much. Richard tells Vanity Fair it would be a real shame if Mick and Jerry split up over his reported affairs. As for his own marriage to Patty Hansen, Richard says it's still going strong. He says it's great to have a good girl to come home to. Barbara Mandrell says it took her 8 years to be her old self after she was seriously hurt in a car crash. Says she stuttered and suffered enormous mood swings. She says until she was rehabilitated, it was as if she was dead. Mandrell was asked to testify yesterday before a Tennessee legislative panel studying brain injuries. Elton John and his songwriting partner Bernie Taupin, a lot richer today than they were yesterday, signed a publishing contract worth $39 million. Contract gives Warner Chappell Music the rights to John and Taupin's songs since 1974, and from John's next 6 albums. Warner Chappell is the world's largest music publishing firm with 900,000 songs in its catalog. So bottle out the Elton John, Bernie Taupin stuff, $39 million. The groupie immortalized by Grand Funk Railroad as Sweet Sweet Connie lost her bid to join the city board of directors in Little Rock, Arkansas. Connie Hamsey tied for third in the 6-person race. She got 14% of the vote. Hamsey says she's the one Grand Funk sings about in We're an American Band. Billy Ray Cyrus says a contract that Grand Ole Opry performer Del Reeves had him sign took advantage of him. Under the deal, Cyrus says he would have to pay Reeves a percentage of the list price of all the records he sells, plus 15% of his gross earnings, if Reeves got him a recording contract. Reeves claims he did, but Cyrus's attorney says he didn't. Reeves is suing Cyrus over that. And what else is here? City Councilman in Yorba Linda, California, is giving credit to Wayne's World for helping him win re-election. His name is Mark Schwing, and he had never heard of Wayne and Garth until his political signs kept being stolen. Then someone explained that the signs were probably being taken by Wayne's World fans. Schwing says, I would like to think I would have won without Wayne and Garth, but it didn't hurt. And one other note, this is hardly a music note, but just odds and ends. Comedian Elaine Boozler says it's ironic that chefs in Los Angeles won't use genetically altered tomatoes because they're not natural. She says charging $400 for a dinner in L.A. is more unnatural. Boozler wishes scientists would test the technology on her. She says after an injection, the tomatoes don't age. They stay plump and ripe and firm. She says, I want to know why they're wasting this on tomatoes. Well, some odds and ends in showbiz and music news this morning. It's 1:35 at 84 WHES. Let's get our second sports update of the morning. Shelley Catherine's here.
The Montreal Canadiens extended their unbeaten streak to 9 straight games with a 4-3 win over the Detroit Red Wings. Brian Bellows tallied twice for the Canadiens. In other NHL action, it was the Rangers over Philadelphia 3-1. And in the third period, it's Vancouver leading Calgary 4-3. Andre Dawson was one of 9 players filing for free agency Wednesday. The 38-year-old Chicago Cubs outfielder chalked up 20 homers and 90 RBIs this past season. Shelley Catherine, Sports Radio 84, WHAS.
The Pied Piper, Crispy in St. Peter's in 1966, 22 till 2 in the morning on 84 WHES. On the birthday list today, mentioned earlier, Paul Simon, 51 today. Pretty from Paul Simon, it's called The American Tune. It's 1974, Paul's 51st birthday today. It's 18 till 2 in the morning on 84 WHAS. Joe here in the snow watch all night. Oh, not waiting for much. Just dusting of snow in the grassy areas. Later on by a daybreak, maybe a little after that. You want to win this Frank Sinatra CD? I mentioned earlier, this is nice. Oh, my. Grab a copy of this. This is a 2-CD set. Apparently that Sinatra miniseries is coming up this weekend. I want to see that. And apparently included in the miniseries are, of course, a lot of Sinatra hits. Now, they put out a CD here called A Soundtrack to the CBS Miniseries Sinatra. It's a 2-CD set, 15 songs on each one. This has got some Sinatra classics, all performed by him. Everything from his 60s hits to his 50s hits to his 40s hits. That's Life, All the Way, New York, New York, My Way, I'll Never Smile Again, Temptation, Street of Dreams, Autumn in New York, Sing, Sing, Sing. So it's got a little bit of everything. 2 CDs, 15 cuts on each. Nice. Show's coming up this weekend. If you'd like to win it, compact disc of the soundtrack to that show. Let me give you the contest question now, and you consult with some others if you need to, and then I'll take some answers in a little bit. Now, we're talking about Frank Sinatra's recorded music during the rock and roll era, 1955 to present. Can you name any 2 of his 3 biggest hits in the rock and roll era, 1955 to the present? Any 2 of his 3 biggest songs. Now, I'm not going to take question answers on it right away because some will think, if you want to consult with somebody else, think about it. Write them down, and in a few minutes, I'll invite you to call with the answer, all right? Any 2 of his 3 biggest songs of the rock and roll era. Peter Noone is 45 today. Pinball Wizard, The Who, on 84 WHES, 1969. It's 11 till 2 in the morning. Well, have you had a chance to think about that Sinatra question yet? Not going to take an answer quite yet, but be thinking about it for this 2-CD set of Sinatra from the miniseries Sinatra coming up this weekend. These, by the way, are the original recordings of the songs. It's a 2-CD set, 15 cuts on each. In fact, I just may dip into this and share something with you from the Sinatra collection. Question again, I have in front of me a list of the 3 number one songs Sinatra had since 1955. 1955 to the present, the rock and roll era, he had 3 number one songs. I want you to name any 2 of the 3. Not yet, but you're thinking about it, and somebody's going to win this in a little bit. 571-8484. Well, it's 10 till 2. Radar showing some precipitation down near Owensboro and between Owensboro and Bowling Green this morning. Looks like light rain. Could be a combination of rain and snow down there this morning. From Chuck Taylor, cloudy and cold. Chance of a little wet snow by daybreak. Overnight low 36. Cloudy and cold today. Wet snow. High near 39. Snow may accumulate to about an inch on grassy areas. 30 tonight and Friday. Cloudy and cold on Friday. In Louisville now, it's cloudy and 43.
I'm broke. Nothing.
Ray Charles and Busted in 1963.
Get it.
5 minutes till 2 on 84 WHES. Thursday morning together. Joe here in the all-night show. All right, let's go for a Frank Sinatra answer on that to question. You've had a little chance to think about it. Got the phone lines busied out, and I'll clear them in just a second. Compact disc. Actually, it's 2. Soundtrack of the CBS miniseries Sinatra to be shown Sunday, November 8th on Channel 32. Contains the prime cuts from his RCA, Columbia, Capitol, and Reprise recordings, all on 1 CD for the first time. Actually, it's on 2 CDs, 15 cuts on each. I don't know what you'd pay for this, $20 at least. The original versions of them, nice collection, if you want them. Your question again. Three, Sinatra's had three number one songs in the rock and roll era. Name any two of the three, and while you work on that, at 571-8484, let's grab something from this collection. Nice song from Sinatra. It was a very good year. 571-8484. Sinatra, and it was a very good year. Got my winner on the contest a minute ago. Thank you very much. Mike, pick up your CD here at the station sometime today of Sinatra music from the CBS miniseries on his life coming up this weekend.
This. Britain's Prime Minister John Major survived a challenge to his leadership in Parliament Wednesday when the members defeated a Labour Party attempt to delay a ratification vote on the European Unity Treaty. Major staked his political reputation on a pledge to win approval of the treaty. This is ABC News.
And I'm Shelley Catherine, News Radio 84 WHAS. New York Governor Mario Cuomo on the Supreme Court. Indiana University law professor Patrick Bodd says it could happen with two possible positions opening up on the High Court during President-elect Bill Clinton's administration. During an interview on MTV, Clinton said he would love to name Cuomo to the Supreme Court because he's a respected attorney as well as an intellectual figure. Bodd anticipates that liberal justices Harry Blackmun and Byron White will retire during the upcoming administration. Another indictment in the ongoing probe of corruption in state government is expected by the end of next week. U.S. Attorney Karen Caldwell said Wednesday the investigation is moving forward and the outcome of the presidential election will have no impact on the probe. The position of U.S. Attorney is a presidential appointment and the two Republican incumbents can expect to be replaced in the Clinton administration. A 17-year-old teenage girl has been charged after abandoning her newborn child Tuesday. The girl is charged with attempted murder and wanton endangerment. The infant was found in a dumpster in the Shepherd Square housing project and is recovering at Cosair Children's Hospital. And Congressman Hal Rogers' campaign spent about $40,000 paying people to drive voters to the poll. The practice is a tradition in eastern Kentucky known as vote hauling. It is legal if the payment is made by check and doesn't exceed the reasonable value of the service provided. Rogers, a Somerset Republican, easily won his seventh term in Congress in the newly redrawn 5th District, defeating former state Senator John Doug Hayes of Pikeville. And running down the lottery results, Wednesday's winning numbers in the Kentucky Lottery, the pick three numbers are 3, 9, and 0. And in the Lotto Kentucky game, the winning numbers last night were 3, 11, 19, 35, 36, and 40. And no big winner in that game last night. That jackpot was worth $2 million. In the Powerball game, the numbers selected last night were 6, 8, 9, 22, and 30. The Powerball number is set at 36. That jackpot near $12 million. And in the Hoosier Lottery, the daily three numbers are 1, 9, and 9, and the Hoosier daily four numbers, 0, 3, 9, and 9. Color radar weather from meteorologist Chuck Taylor this morning. Cloudy skies, cool temperatures with a chance of a little wet snow by daybreak. Lows around 36 degrees. Today, cloudy and cold with wet snow. Highs near 39. The snow may accumulate to around an inch on grassy areas. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, colder temperatures, lows near 30 degrees. And for Friday, partly cloudy and cold. Highs right around 40 degrees. At 207 in downtown Louisville, we have cloudy skies and 42 degrees at your official weather station. This is Shelley Catherine, News Radio 84, WHAS, Kentucky Anna's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Second name on the birthday list today mentioned Peter Noon. Herman's Hermits, 45 today. And Paul Simon, this guy, of course, is 51. Me and Julio, one of several. If you have some Paul Simon or Herman's Hermits requests, by the way, call them in. Brought in a stack of their respective records to share with you on their birthdays today. So trying to get those on. 571-8484, request line. Out of state, toll free. It's 800-444-8484. And I'll do what I want. Animals in 1965 on 84 WHAS. Well, the radar scan this morning indicating some rain, some moisture is just off our southern doorstep here. Looks like just down on the Jefferson Bullock County line, some precipitation, probably rain, which may change to snow here in just a little bit, and we'll take a look, in-depth look at the radar shortly. I have another dozen long-stem red roses to win in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to Sam Cook first from 63. Sam Cooke in 1963, 2019 at 84 WHES. The answers on the Frank Sinatra quiz earlier asked you to name two of the three biggest Sinatra hits in the rock and roll era for that Sinatra CD he gave away earlier. Yeah, Frank Sinatra had three number one songs in the rock and roll era, 1955 to present. Learning the Blues was one of them. Something Stupid, another. That's the one he did with his daughter Nancy. And Strangers in the Night was the third.
Sports Radio 84, Sports Talk WHAS.
Not a small undertaking the Louisville Cards have this week.
Come along for the ride. Come along to Louisville.
Come along for the ride.
Come along for the thrill.
There are a million ways to make your day.
In Kentucky, 800-633-3384. In the U.S., 800-626-5646.
84 WHAS color radar weather from Chuck Taylor. Let's get a look at the radar scan. First, looking at a, well, in essence, a map of the state of Kentucky and left to right across I-64, of course. And all the rain we see right now is south of I-64. So folks in Indiana don't have much to worry about. But in Louisville or in Kentucky, we have a lot of rain around us just to our southern doorstep, Bullock County. It looks like Hardin, Breckinridge, Ohio County. Down off the south of us, Spencer, Nelson, Washington, Mercer, Boyle County also getting some rain, perhaps mixed with some snow. It's still 42 degrees, and so it's a rainy night, and it's going to move into our area before too long. Chuck says just that cold, a chance of a little wet snow by daybreak. Overnight low 36, then today cloudy and cold, wet snow. High of 39, snow may accumulate to maybe an inch on grassy areas today. Tonight cloudy and cold are 30, Friday cloudy, cold, high of 40. Mentioned rain on radar. It's now maybe rain mixed with snow here before too long. In Louisville now, cloudy. It's 42 at 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
Wake up, please, Susie. Wake up, please, Susie.
Don and Phil the Everlys, Wake Up, Little Susie. Back in 1957, that's how we met those guys. 24 after 2 on 84 WHAS. Chance to win some roses again, gentlemen. Not just roses, not just a dozen roses, but a dozen long-stem red roses. Expensive, as you well know, if you've priced them lately. On the other hand, ladies, if your guy never gets you anything, you can win them yourself. Whatever. A dozen long-stem red roses from Diane Lloyd Lloyd's Florist on Preston Highway. Song coming up is what I want you to identify. I want the singer's name. Sky has a birthday today. Listen to it. If you haven't won in 2 months, when it's over, tell me who's singing this, please, at 571-8484. Toll-free 800-444-8484. When it's over, who's the principal singer here? Oh, my, that's nicely done. Who is the voice? That's what I want to know. Get you a dozen long-stem red roses from Diana Lloyd, Lloyd's Florists. Has a birthday today. I had to busy out the lines. All right, let me go ahead and clear the phone so you can get through now. 571-8484. And toll-free, it's 1-800-444-8484. He's 80 years old today. If you haven't won in 60 days, all right? 229. Here's Beautiful Sunday. Daniel Boone's Beautiful Sunday from 1972. It's 231 on WHES Radio. Joe Through the Night. We're in Louisville, Kentucky. Glad your lungs are turning into kind of a snowy morning around here. I got a winner on the contest a minute ago. Glenn sent you a dozen long-stem red roses. We'll get you a certificate. You can redeem it when you'd like from Diana Lloyd, Lloyd's Florists, out in Preston Highway. Appreciate her giving away some prizes here all night. So often the prizes we give away during the day, they don't allow to be given away at night. You know, people at night don't buy beef. Don't like this, don't like that, you know. So the prize. I wish we had the prize list they have during the day here at night. But anyway, I'm thankful for what we have. Glenn, thank you. Get you some roses. Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Well, it was a nice arrangement of it, huh? Roy Rogers. 80 years old today. Yep, Roy is 80. You have to play that again sometime. Given the right time, that could become a hit. Tumbling Tumbleweeds, by the way, was a hit for the Sons of the Pioneers way back in 1934. Well, it's 2:32. We'll check sports scores for you again in just a couple of minutes. On with the requests, and the line is open for whatever you want to hear on the show. 571-8484. Toll free, it's 800-444-8484. Well, Louisville takes on Texas A&M out in the Lone Star State this weekend, this Saturday. Paul Rogers and Doug James start the pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3:30 here. And, of course, Kentucky needs a win against Vandy. Ralph Hacker and Charlie Mack call the whole thing on the replay starting at 10 Saturday night right here. At 2:35, a sports update. Here's Shelley.
Frenchman Henri Leconte upset second seed Pete Sampras 6-3-7-5 in the second round of the Paris Open. The two were members of opposing sides when the French surprised the U.S. to win the Davis Cup title in 91. Sampras wasn't the only member of the U.S. Davis Cup team to fall by the wayside today. Andre Agassi and John McEnroe also lost second rounders yesterday. And in the NHL, it was Montreal over Detroit 4-3. The Rangers beat Philadelphia 3-1. And a tie between Vancouver and Calgary 5-5 in overtime. Some members of the Cleveland Cavaliers say they wouldn't mind if the NBA required HIV testing. The remarks come in the aftermath of Magic Johnson's second retirement from the league. Larry Nance, Mark Price, and Brad Daugherty are all in favor of AIDS testing, although the Players Association is opposed to such action. Shelley Catherine, Sports Radio 84, WHAS.
Mama, take my cold home away.
Paul Simon's birthday boy today. Peter Noon, Herman Turmitz, 45, and Paul Simon's 51. 17 till 3 in the morning on 84 WHAS. Along the way, taking requests and answering a lot of trivia questions for you along the way. A lot of calls, I've had them over the years, about the Sons of the Pioneers. Touched on them a minute ago with Roy Rogers, his birthday today, and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Such a nice arrangement. People always call and say, what do you have by Sons of the Pioneers? Do you have cool water? That's been brought up many, many times. A lot of you either had the record or usually your parents had it somewhere and you remember that fondly. Well, I checked the Sons of the Pioneers, my old cheat book, going back some years, and I wish somebody else would update Cool Water and some of those old Sons of the Pioneers songs like Roy Rogers did a minute ago. If they do all those old songs and update them, I'd like to play them. They'd be a lot more up-to-date and sound fairly contemporary. Sons of the Pioneers, quite Roy Rogers put that group together back in the 30s. Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds hits back in the 30s. And then in the 40s again, Sons of the Pioneers had some other hits. Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds and Cigarettes, Whiskey, and Wild, Wild Women. And Room Full of Roses and Baby Doll and No One to Cry To and Stars and Stripes on Iwo Jima. Some of the old Sons of the Pioneers stuff in the 40s. Best known, though, for Cool Water and Tumbling Tumbleweeds. We'll get that tumbling thing on one more time later on in the morning. 16 to 3 o'clock. Janie Grant from 1960. Janie Grant is called Triangle. Came out in 1961. It's about 14 till 3 in the morning on 84 WHAS. Doug McKelvin talking about swearing today and cursing. You one that uses words like that? I don't. I don't think I ever really had a problem with that. Number one, don't believe in it. Number two, I think there are more intelligent things to say. And number three, in this business, you don't dare make words like that part of your vocabulary. What if the mic's on sometimes? So, but if you know somebody who does get into that kind of thing, we're going to talk cursing today. Cursing in America with Doug McKelvin and his guest. This is a guy who's written a book on nasty words. Now, how they're going to describe it all, I'm not sure. But catch Midday with McKelvin, 12:30 today, here on 84 WHAS. 13 to 3 in the morning, snow and rain combination down by Shepherdsville, and it's moving into our area. We'll cover the forecast and radar scan in a minute. Just used his first name, Keith, a 98.6 from 1966. 10 minutes to 3 o'clock at 84 WHAS. Talk some folks around who are working outdoors this morning. A lot of security people say the rain has come. The rain and the snow mixed. No accumulation anywhere, but it is snowing and raining together. Don't expect much accumulation. Rain on radar now in Jefferson County, Oldham, Spencer, Nelson, Bullitt, Hardin, Meade, Harrison, Breckenridge. Fairly heavy stuff down in Ohio County off to our southwest this morning. Hancock County and extreme western Breckenridge County. Fairly heavy stuff there. Chuck says cloudy and cold. Chance of a little wet snow by daybreak. Overnight low 36. Now today, cloudy and cold, wet snow. High near 39. Snow may accumulate to about an inch on the grassy areas today. Fortunately, tonight, or this morning, it's not going to get down to freezing, so shouldn't be any slick areas in the roads. 30 tonight, and then Friday, cloudy and cold, high of 40. Cloudy in Louisville now, it's 42 at 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
On 84 WHAS, we're celebrating Political Advertising Freedom Day all day today. Since we've all endured a long political campaign, we thought you deserved a reward. So all day today, we're giving away $1,000 bills in free money.
Donnie and Marie and I'm leaving it all up to you. Resurrected the old Dale and Grace song in the 70s. 6 till 3 on 84 WHES. Odd and obscure stuff coming up at 3. Can I interest you in the ballet this morning? We don't play much ballet music on this show for obvious reasons, but I like the ballet. You may too. Two tickets to Louisville Ballet. $50 for these two. No contest questions. I'll give them to a random caller. It's a pair of tickets to Louisville Ballet for this weekend's performances of A Fairy's Kiss. It's based on Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tale Ice Maiden. Plus, Donnie Concertant and Viva Vivaldi at the Kentucky Center for the Arts. $50 for these tickets. Now, you'll need to pick them up here. Performance is this weekend. I don't know the exact times or day, but it's this weekend. So if you want to go, pair of tickets, Louisville Ballet. $50 for this pair. Give them to a random caller now at 571-8484 and toll-free 800-444-8484. 5 till 3. Here's Major Lance.
Today, cloudy and cold with wet snow, highs near 39. The snow could accumulate to around an inch on grassy areas. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold, or lows near 30. And for Friday, partly cloudy and cold, highs around 40 degrees. At 3:07 in downtown Louisville, we have light rain and 41 degrees at your official weather station. This is Shelley Catherine, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentucky Yenna's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
Simons loves me like a rock. Paul and the Dixie Hummingbirds. 312 on 84 WHES. Paul's 51 today. Herman's Hermits. Peter Noon is 45. So spotlighting a lot of Herman's and Paul's music this morning. Simon and Garfunkel tomorrow, perhaps. Just trying to spotlight Paul Simon stuff this morning. And a few others along the way. The odd and obscure stuff is here. Danny Hutton, 1965, Roses and Rainbows. It's 3:15 on 84 WHAS. This Joe Through the Night, and night folks, we're halfway there, a little more than halfway through our morning together at 3:15 a.m. Some light rain in Louisville, 41 degrees, northeast wind at 8. And check out the radar scan and see just where the rain-snow mix is on radar and forecast here in a little bit. Well, the odd and obscure, also on the birthday list today, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, mentioned earlier. Of course, he's the one that had the Battle of the Green Berets, played that earlier. He had one other hit, put out a couple of albums, I think, had just a couple of hit singles. Battle of the Green Berets, the big one. The A-Team was the follow-up to it.
The A-Team.
Told you the story about him earlier. Died in 1989, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler. Called the A-Team, follow-up to Battle of the Green Berets. Also a hit in 1966, his birthday today. 3:18 on 84 WHES. From the 50s, here are the Skyliners.
Oh,
back about as far as we go on this show. 1955, Five Keys and Wisdom of a Fool. It's 3:22 on 84 WHAS, and weather coming up.
Matt's here.
Hello, this is Milton. Guess who my guests are tonight? The well-known trivia twins, Don Rosa and Ray Fouché. They talk about comics, comic books, and television memories. They know a lot. Give them a call on the phone-in tonight.
84 WHAS.
84 WHAS color radar weather. Radar is indicating we are engulfed now in the rain in our region, certainly. Light rain mixed with snow in some areas. Depends on where you are. It's just very light application of snow. We have the rain around us now, all around us in southern Indiana, too. Clark, Floyd, Crawford, Henry, Shelby, Oldham County. And to the south of us, Bullitt, Hardin, Meade, down to Breckenridge, Ohio, Grayson County, getting some rain mixed with snow now, too. Chuck Taylor says, cloudy and cold, just that. Chance of light, wet snow by daybreak. We have that now, according to your reports. Overnight low 36. Cloudy and cold today, wet snow. High near 39. Snow may accumulate to about an inch on grassy areas, but temperature is going to stay above freezing, so no problem there. Now tonight, cloudy and colder down to 30. And then Friday, cloudy and cold, a high of 40 degrees. Northeast wind at 8. Light rain in Louisville, 41 now at 84 WHES. Your official weather station. Well, back to our odd and obscure stuff, those other hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Mentioned earlier, among the birthdays today, Roy Rogers. Leonard Sly is 80. Some of that old Roy Rogers stuff. We have a lot of TV themes. Thought I'd dig that one out and see what we had there. That was on the air, what, early to mid-50s. Of course, we left him every week this way.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, let's see, he was only about 63 then. Still could yodel pretty well, huh? Oh, Leonard Sly, Roy Rogers, Hoppy, Gene, and me. It's his 80th birthday today. Had that hit in 1975. It was a mediocre hit. We do the other hits this hour on 84 WHES. I'm Joe Donovan. Good morning, 3:28. Peter Noons, 45 today. Herman's Hermits. Herman's Hermits. They told me when I talked to Peter Noons some time ago, he said that was one of the biggest songs overseas ever. No Milk Today. Just uses a B-side on one of their hits here. But he said it was a huge, huge hit overseas. 3:30 at 84 WHES. Taking requests for tomorrow's Odd and Obscure. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Youngstown, Pennsylvania.
Well, I don't put very many callers on the air, but why not? Once in a while. What can I help you with, Tom?
Okay, Joe. I guess it's back about 20 years ago. There was a really neat James Taylor sound-alike, a guy named John Dawson Reed, who did a song called A Friend of Mine is Going Blind.
Oh, yeah, gee. Glad you mentioned that. It's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've heard it since.
Yeah, early in the 70s, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, A Friend of Mine, John Dawson Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I got it down. Let me include it on tomorrow's show.
Okay, Joe, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
3:31, something you want to... Yeah, that's how we do it. I'd take calls all morning and once in a while visit with somebody on the air. Something you want to hear on the show tomorrow, be it mainstream or odd and obscure, let me know. 571-8484. Out-of-state toll-free call. It's 1-800-444-8484. Paul Simon's birthday, 51 today.
Make the most of living if you're not prepared to die.
Hermits again. This door swings both the ways. I Can Take or Leave Your Love and Another One You Asked For. I don't have that one with me this morning. Let me make a note of it, and I'll get that on tomorrow's Odd and Obscure. Herman's birthday, Peter Noon's birthday, 45 years old today. 23 till 4 in the morning. Shelley Catherine's here now with Sports 84.
Eric Williams of the Cowboys is the newest member of an elite fraternity. The Dallas tackle is a choice as NFC Offensive Player of the Week. Just the fourth lineman to be so honored in the eight-year history of the award. Brad Benson was the first in 1986 while playing for the Giants. The entire Bears line was honored for one game in 1990, and Redskins tackle Jim Luce was named last season.
WHGS Butterfly Baby, one of the Philly Big Three. Of course, Bob Radell, his hit from about 1963. It's 19 till 4 in the morning. Odd and obscure stuff this hour with Joe Donovan, as usual. And, well, the only qualification you need to get into this hour is just it had to be generally a hit song. And most of what we play during this hour, they were hits. They just weren't very big. They were hits, very minor hits. Well, for instance, this one from 1961 again. A little unusual, but there have always been country crossover hits on the pop charts, and this is one of the oddball things. Frankie Miller from the early 60s.
Get up here, boy.
Unusual indeed. Frankie Miller's Blackland Farmer, 1961. A little guitar. Well, with guitars in mind. The Sleepwalk People, Santo and Johnny, the Farina Brothers. Not Sleepwalk, here's Teardrop. Santo, Johnny, Teardrop. In 1959, the odd and obscure stuff this hour, 14 to 4 o'clock on 84 WHAS. Donovan, here as we're watching the rain and sleet and snow outside. Not going to get much accumulation, but Carl called from over in Highlands area, said pretty good rain and sleet coming down. Rain, sleet, snow, a little bit of everything. Well, the positive news here this morning is we're not going to get down to freezing, so not going to make for an icy situation, but radar's indicating the rain and sleet and snow combination all around us now from Jefferson County out about 3-4 counties in each direction. If you're going south on 65, boy, you're going to have rain and sleet just about all the way down to Bowling Green. Going north on 65 up through Clark and Scott County and 64 east out through Shelby and part of Franklin County anyway. Chuck says overnight 36 degrees. Then today cloudy and cold, wet snow, high near 39. Snow may accumulate maybe an inch on grassy areas. Tonight, cold 30, and Friday, cloudy and cold, high of 40. Right now, with light rain and sleet and snow, combination of all, 41 in Louisville at 84 WHAS, your official weather station.
We're giving away $1,000 bills in free money. If you signed up to win, just listen for your name. Call back within 8 minutes and 40 seconds, and we'll reward you with $1,000 today. It's Political Advertising Freedom Day. Read my lips. No more political commercials. Lots more free money. Only on 84 WHAS.
The world is treating me bad. Misery. Hold on, hold on.
Herman's Hermits again. Hold on. From the movie from back in the 60s. Peter Noon's 45 today. Pop quiz. You know that song? That one you almost heard. I've done this before. You seem to like these almost heard contests. How about a pizza? If you know it, you want to hear it again, the song you almost heard. That song. What's the title of it? 571-8484. Get your hometown pizza. Pizza, whatever you want on it, any size, from the folks at Hometown Pizza. 571-8484. Lulu had a birthday yesterday. She was 44. Here's one of her other sides. Not a bad song, wasn't much of a hit for her, but one of her other sides, lesser hit for Lulu, the To Sir With Love lady, birthday, 44 years old yesterday, and Me, the Peaceful Heart, worked 4.5 till 4 on 84 WHES. Winner on the contest, Hank, thank you, get you a hometown pizza deal. Any size pizza you want from Hometown Pizza in Middletown, LaGrange, Shelbyville, Owenton, Bloomfield, Eminence, Crestwood, and Lexington. Oh, what else is up here? Other odd and obscure things that you asked for. Oh, the song you almost heard was My Boy Lollipop from Millie Small. Don't have time this hour, so we'll try to work it in next hour if I can. Do have time for Bend It, though. You wanted to hear it from Dave D. Doki Mish, the whole number here.
Bend it. Bend it.
That's Dave D and friends in Bendit. About a minute and a half till 4 o'clock at 84 WHAS. This Joe Along as the snow falls outside. A combination of rain and sleet and snow out there. No accumulation expected. Maybe an inch on the grassy areas this morning. About a minute till 4 o'clock. Well, next hour back into the mainstream. We've got the Crystals and the Fiestas and Sam and Dave and maybe a couple other odd and obscure things. We'll look at this morning's USA Today and the Morning Almanac coming up next hour.